Today's program is brought to you by Brooklyn Cares Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest level of veterinary care to pets throughout the Clinton Hill neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, and surrounding areas since its founding in 2008. For more information, visit brooklyncaresvet.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Hi, I'm Celia Kutcher, host of Animal Instinct. There's some real excitement going on in thoroughbred racing. California Chrome, a three-year-old thoroughbred racehorse, is taking the world by storm. After winning the Kentucky Derby and Preakness Stakes, Chrome is looking to win the Belmont Stakes on June 7th. If he wins, it would make him the first horse to win the Triple Crown in 36 years. The last winner was Affirmed in 1978. Why does this happen so rarely, and what does it take to create a champion thoroughbred racehorse? Craig Allen, assistant manager of Harris Farms River Ranch, located in Sanger, California, knows Chrome well, as he was part of the team that bred, raised, and trained him. Craig knows horses and gave us his perspective on what it's like to be part of breeding, raising, and training a champion animal athlete.
I met him as a yearling. He had been weaned from his mother. The way our Harris Farms horse division works is the main farm is in Coalinga, California, and that's where all of the breeding, the stallions, the mares, the foaling barn, the birthing, and also the training and the training barn are all at the main farm in Coalinga. The yearling farm here in Sanger is the River Ranch, and we're right on the Kings River. And we have them from the time that they are weaned off of their mother until they're old enough to go into training and start under saddle. So we have them for about a year from, 7, 8 months old, usually up until 18 to 19 months old, 20 months old, when they go over to the training barn and start training under Perry Antonsen.
A potentially successful racehorse has many characteristics that help them to become a winner, and a farm may not know immediately what kind of athlete they have. The traits they look for are many.
Confidence, obviously the physical signs you want, size, strength, athletic ability, agility, all of those things in a young animal. But you do have some that are later developers. We joke about how Michael Jordan didn't make varsity when he was in high school, didn't make the varsity basketball team, and it was a classic late bloomer. We see that in racehorses as well. But really we want to raise them in a program where everything is steered for them to reach their athletic potential. We want, their nutritional, their environment, their handling, everything is geared toward having them be the best athlete they can be, and then you hope that they have enough talent and enough desire to reach top levels. If you came to the River Ranch and you watched the way that we raise these horses, they are all in large 5 to 10 acre pastures in groups of, 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on the pasture, by gender. They're like a bunch of teenagers, but We are pushing them nutritionally. They are getting, a lot of calories, and they're out in these great big pastures with green grass and oak trees, and they compete. They go out there, and they hold their own races. They gallop with each other. They roughhouse a little. Once again, we're trying to raise professional athletes. I don't think there are many Olympians or there are many NFL or NBA players that grew up playing video games on the couch. Muscle needs to be developed. Bone needs to be strengthened. The first time that they look another horse eye to eye is not coming down the stretch at Santa Anita. It's out here, as a young athlete pre-training in the pastures and learning how to deal with horses and compete. And they absolutely love to do it. They compete every day. You look out the window and see them. A happy horse is going to be a horse that performs well. And I think that trying to do everything you can to have a horse that's healthy and happy when you're trying to raise a performance animal is as important as anything else you can do.
Breeding a champion isn't easy. Just because you have fantastic bloodlines doesn't promise a winner.
It's the genetic luck of the draw. We all have heard in human athletes of siblings who are great athletes, and we've also heard of the Michael Jordan's brother that couldn't play basketball. I have seen cases, several different cases, especially where a specific breeder owns a stallion and has several mares to support that stallion, and they're breeders. But obviously those mares are going to go back to that same stallion year after year. So you maybe have 6, 7, 8 full siblings, which are when the sire and the mare are the same. It's kind of funny, the degree of difference. You have different colors, different body shapes, different personalities, but they're definitely full siblings. And we've seen that in the racing thing where, we certainly think pedigree and full siblings certainly increases your chances for success in having another athlete. But it does not guarantee it.
The saying, it takes a village to raise a child, is the same when it comes to horses and racing. Craig mentioned that there were about 100 people involved in Chrome's success. From the breeders to the veterinarians, the farm is a working business to produce winners.
I am a small part of a big team that has a very, very good program. I mean, we've had other champions come off of this farm. We've had, you know, 7 or 8 millionaires come off of this program, many California champions. This program raises athletes. But obviously to have a horse that could go down in history as one of the greatest all time is a very, very special situation.
The story of California Chrome is unreal, one of dreams and hopes that seems more like a movie script than real life. Craig told us about the unusual circumstances surrounding this horse and his owners, which only makes the story even more interesting.
The owners have been convinced that he was going to be this kind of a horse from before he was born. And, you know, if you tried to sell this script to Hollywood, even to Disney, there's no way they'd buy it. This is too Disney for Disney. You know, Steve Coburn had a dream that he was going to have a chestnut colt with a big blaze and 4 white socks. And that's what happened. Between the dates that the colt was born on his sister's birthday, who died of cancer, all of these things. Steve Coburn's birthday was May 3rd when he won the Derby. You can't put all those things in a script, yet this is what actually happened with this horse. It's mind-boggling how many of those things are tied into the story of this horse. It's a great story, and it's all positive, and it's, you know, like Art Sherman said, this horse is a hero. He's a rock star, and we need heroes, and he is.
California Chrome is on his way to becoming a legend. Heritage Radio Network and Animal Instinct wish him, Steve Coburn, Perry Martin, Harris Farms, Art and Alan Sherman, Victor Espinoza, and everyone else involved the best of luck at Belmont on June 7th. We'll be rooting for you. Go Chrome!
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.